Now, if you had a dog that's a lot of many kinds, but not much of any kind, what kind of a dog would you have a word for this?
Oh, dear, now that's he's a mixed breed. I would might mix it to say
it's
it
called
that.
A mongrel.
A mongrel, yes, that would be the better word.
And did you ever hear of a Fice? It's called Fice.
That's the type of dog, is it?
A mongrel. Another word for mongrel.
No, another word for mongrel.
Cur?
Yes, a cur. I've heard cur. Oh, that little old cur is here again, they'd say.
All right. If there's a big dog in the room that doesn't look very friendly, you might say, look out, you might get...
You might get bit.
Okay.
Bitten, yes, bitten. I guess that would be better.
No, that's most natural. If you're going across a pasture, you might say, watch out for the angry...
I'd have to find a bull in the pasture, so...
All right, that's one of them. Can you remember any special word that was used, say, in refined society? When you want to talk about the bull, you would refer to it some other way. Other than call it a bull.
Well, the male species, I might say.
Do you ever hear? One person told me gentleman cow once.
Gentleman cow? Well,
I think I've been asking this question ever since.
See if you could get that. No, I wouldn't be able to say that.
It wouldn't be a special word to use around women, let's say, instead of around men. Or would men use around women as opposed to around, in reference to bull? Would they probably just say Bob?
I think that would be the thing that they would say, yes.
Mm-hmm. Then the female would be the what?
The cow.
Now, if you had four oxen hitched up, you might call this...
A team.
Well, that would probably be two, wouldn't it? Or would a team be two? Or
oh, well, that's right. A team probably would be two. And four would be... Well, I don't know what four would be.
Well, another word for oxen... Excuse me. Two oxen. In addition to team, they might be called a... you ever hear of a
yoke of oxen. Yes, that's right.
Now, if you had two of these units, you might say, I have two...
A double yoke.
Or you just want to say, I had two yoke...
Two oxen.
There were four of them, though.
Yeah. I had four oxen.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would probably say. There were four oxen in the...
But if there were four oxen and you had one yoke here and another yoke here, and you want to talk about the two?
We had two different teams. So
yokes.
Two yokes? Well,
yokes,
would you?
Okay. Would you say yokes?
Mm-hmm.
Some people would still call it two yoke, you see. That's
I see. That's it. Yes, it would be a plural there.
Well, we say sheep.
Yes,
some people
that's right.
Carry this
yes,
over to
yes,
yoke. Now, there's a... Is there a different word that you'd have for a male calf as opposed to a female calf? Or would
No, I don't believe so, unless I would say a baby calf, but of course that would apply to either one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if the cow was about to have a child,
yes.
You'd say the Daisy is about to...
To get over her calves.
Her
offspring, either one.
You didn't have a different word for deliver here. You ever hear of to calve?
No, I wouldn't.
Or to fresh?
No.
Come fresh?
No.
Spring?
No.
I found these right parts.
Yes, I suppose you would.
Now, the animal used to pull the plow was often, if it wasn't an oxen, it would probably be...
A horse.
Mm-hmm. And the male horse might be called the what? Special word for male.
Yes, there is a special male for a horse. I don't believe I can give it to you.
Stallion.
Stallion. That's right.